We've celebrated the celebrations. 2013 is in the rearview mirror. Early January is as good a time as any to reflect on 2013 in my backyard's third full year. It was a year of substantial and quick growth in local food, from backyard practice to brick and mortar business. In February, I began the exploration of the connection between food and romance, interviewing one couple who had met at the farmer's market at Urbana's Market at the Square. I'm not sure of the status of the couple currently. I know they were making plans to farm in Wisconsin. I was also interested in the concept of dinner. Hint, while good food and food traditions are obvious winners, it's also all about what's right for your family, however you define it. In March, I continued the series on food and romance, talking to another young couple who had met at the farmer's market and who were, just a few years later, married, parents, and putting everything they had into their baking business. While it was evident Dushan and Carissa were quite passionate about each other, it was also clear they felt very strongly about the food they make. It goes far beyond filling bellies and turning a profit. Last I heard, they'd moved the business to Northern Illinois to incorporate more of Dushan's family. In April, I wrote about my trip to Anna Maria Island, Florida, and the local food culture they're building there via a concept I call FEED, Food Enterprise as Economic Development. I can't wait to go back in March to patronize the Anna Maria Donut Shop and Papo's Taqueria more times than I should, plus anything new that's come along. I also finished up the series on food and romance in April with an interview with one of Central Illinois' cutest farming couples, Wes Jarrell and Leslie Cooper Band of Prairie Fruits Farm. In May, I did my first phone interview ever. I talked with Severin von Scharner Fleming from the organization Greenhorns about the old school with a new twist, no fluff, farmer's almanac they published this year. I also chatted with two young men hoping to put the FEED concept into practice, Josh Lucas of Flying Machine Coffee and Josh Boyd of the Urbana Butcher Shop. I'm happy to report both businesses are up, running, and are changing the face and the pace of downtown Urbana. In June, I interviewed local bartender Michael Miller about a book I asked him to read, Amy Stewart's The Drunken Botanist, and he demonstrated the making of cocktails using some locally sourced ingredients. We made a video, too. More on that in a second. July, archive time. In August, I went to a Sandwich Life house concert in Champaign and took pictures and wrote about some of the most amazing hot dogs I've ever seen. I also interviewed a local mother, scientist, and urban farmer about the book Homeward Bound by Emily Matcher and women's current roles, perceived and actual, in home economics. I also posted the video of June's The Drunken Botanist review on YouTube and on our website, and the reception was quite positive. So positive, in fact, that more videos will be coming in 2014 with some equipment assistance from PBS Digital Studios. September took me indoors, where I talked with plant whisperer Mathis Helmick and his plans to change the way people think about interior spaces and environments. In October, I went to Urbana's Market at the Square to check out Sprouts at the Market, their nutrition and farm linkage program for children. 5 years in, Sprouts remains quite popular with the younger set and their parents. I also confessed my failed garlic crop to the world and went to my neighbor, Zach Grant, also manager of the Sustainable Student Farm at the University of Illinois, for advice. In November, I extolled the virtues of tiny kitchens and then traveled to Monticello, Illinois, to put myself in the middle of hundreds of heirloom turkeys before they went off to meet their fate as Thanksgiving dinner. Turkeys are huge, by the way. And last month, I talked with three generations of lovely women about why the homemade peppermint patty has had such staying power in their family, especially around the holidays. 2013 was crazy busy, and I anticipate more of the same for 2014. If you'd like to hear any of the episodes from this year or other years, stream them anytime at will.illinois.edu/inmybackyard. In the meantime, I'm hibernating until early February. For In My Backyard, this is Lisa Braltz.